All right, 22 minutes now after 7 on your Monday morning. And of course, we've been hearing so much about the baby formula shortage and what's been happening. I mean, you can't turn on TV, radio, anything, or even go to social media without hearing that 40% of the nation's baby formula is out of stock. And really, I mean, you're seeing stories of new mothers hunting store to store for the ability to feed their infants. And honestly, this is it's extremely concerning. You know, it's been a long time since I had to buy baby formula, but I know if I were in that position, I would be so scared and concerned about what to do next, where to go. And basically, the thing that kind of concerned me as I saw this story, you know, I know that the laboratories, Abbott Laboratories, recalled several brands and they shut down the plant in Michigan. And I'm thinking, okay, it's that part of it's over. Just start the plant up and start to make it. Let's just get it out there. I don't understand. You know, I guess it's easier said than done, but they're working on that. And the Biden administration working on getting that back together. But also, I also saw, you know, there was some advice, you know, don't water down the formula that you have. Don't give your child cow's milk. This can all be dangerous to your baby's health. And so a lot of things out there, but never any really concrete messages on what someone should do. So I kind of took it upon myself and decided to really do a little bit of research. And really, it led me to the Ohio Health Mothers Milk Bank. Because I thought to myself, I knew that there were women out there who donated their breast milk. So is this an option? Is this an option? Is this an option where moms can go and utilize that service in order to help them through this? So I reached out to the folks and at the Ohio Health Mothers Milk Bank. Marla Wilson is the nurse donor coordinator. And basically what they said to me was, you know, I asked them, is this an option? Is this what we should be telling moms? And basically what they said was the majority of the milk that Ohio Health Mothers Milk Bank distributes goes to hospitals and the NIC units, the NICUs. A small portion goes to parents who reach out with a need. However, in order to receive donor milk, you must have a prescription from your pediatrician and you do have to fill out some paperwork. So if you are concerned about the formula shortage, right now, be proactive. First call should be to your pediatrician. Call your pediatrician and get the advice from your doctor on what to do next. That's the most important thing to do. I know that your initial reaction is to run from store to store. Call your pediatrician and get the advice first on what to do. If your pediatrician does in fact say that you can try donor milk, then you can call the Ohio Health Mothers Milk Bank and get the process started. That's a great thing. You do need a prescription. Now, they also tell me if there are mothers out there who want to donate breast milk, they have a milk drop in North Canton. The milk drop in North Canton came to be, I believe, in February of 2020. And approved donors can drop off their milk and it will be sent to the milk bank in Columbus. Now, donors also have to go through a screening process, and they have more information at ohiohealth.com/Ohio Health Mothers Milk Bank. I'm going to put all of this information on our website at whbc.com. There's tons of great information on their website. Also, they say you can dial 211, you know, affiliated with United Way, and check the community resources, food pantries, and other charitable organizations to see if they have any infant formula that would be available. Now, they are a nonprofit member of the Human Milk Banking Association of North America. So this is a whole organization that can really figure out a way to help. But again, as I said, the first thing you should do is talk to your pediatrician. If your pediatrician says, yes, donor milk could be an option for you, get the prescription. And then you can contact the Ohio Health Mothers Milk Bank. And I'll have the phone number for you at our website. a lot of good information there that I'll also place on our website. This is the way to do it because I just feel like we haven't really had any concrete information for you. I think this is concrete information for you. And they have drop-off sites all around Ohio for those who are willing to donate. But again, they also have one right here in North Canton. So you can get that information. Like I said, I'll put this all on our website at whbc.com. It'll be on my show page. And you can go there and you can find out the information and get something accomplished. Be proactive. If you know you're going to run out here, you know, within the next few weeks or month, this might be something that you can do right now to help yourself, you know, come July or August when the situation may still be happening. And a big thank you to Marla Wilson and the folks at Ohio Health Mothers Milk Bank for giving me all of this information. Truly do appreciate that. And I'll keep updating you as I get more.